Can you tell me a little bit about your gun beliefs and how they relate to the coalition?
Well, I'm two different people. First of all, I'm Joe LaCascia, civilian, and, you know, I'm 50-year member of NRA, and I own guns, handguns, rifles, shotguns, and I used to hunt when I lived in New York and Massachusetts. I was an avid hunter. Now, in terms of guns, like I said, I'm two different people. The Mayors Against Illegal Guns is literally just that. So any mayor would obviously be against illegal guns, which I am. The initiative from the Mayors Against Illegal Guns is basically to require every gun owner to pass a criminal background check, get military-style assault weapons and high-capacity magazines off the streets, and make gun trafficking a federal crime. And I easily can, even though I'm an NRA member, I certainly can, I would like everybody to have a criminal background check. I did when I got my concealed carry here in Florida. And I don't see, I thought everybody had to go through it, but I found out that at gun shows, at a private sale, if I had a gun that I brought to a gun show, I could sell it to another civilian who was there. And just pass it over to him, take cash, and he would have my gun. And I did not think that was right. In terms of the military-style assault weapons, I have a little bit of a problem there because when I speak to five different people, I get five different definitions of what they think an assault weapon is.
So it's more like a common-sense approach to the whole idea.
Oh, absolutely. And I don't understand why any civilian should have any sort of firearm that fires more than one bullet with each trigger pull. I mean, to think that a civilian needs a gun where you pull the trigger and you could fire three shots in rapid succession with one trigger pull, or fire 10 shots like a machine gun, I don't understand why we're even allowed to own them. As I said, I was a hunter. If I need 10 rounds to kill a little deer, there's something frankly wrong with me. At the meeting, I stressed that nobody in this room really knows what a semi-automatic weapon is. So I said, let me try to explain it to you. A manual weapon is one that fires one bullet with one trigger pull. A military type weapon, you can fire one shot with one trigger pull, or a burst of three shots with one trigger pull. There's a selector on the firearm. And unless, of course, you have automatic weapons, that's a whole different story. That's just for assaults. But in any event, there's no reason in the world. The government found that they did not want the military to fire bursts of more than three because it was relatively ineffective. That's kind of where I stand. I stand on that. It's just plain common sense. In terms of the magazines that carry either 5, 7, 10, 15, 25, or 100. Again, there's no reason to have more than a magazine that you can load with 10 bullets or 15 bullets, as long as you can only fire one bullet with one trigger pull.
Thank you very much for the interview.
It was my pleasure.
It.
Good luck.